everybody speaks English today. At least, that is what the statistics say. From the Eskimos to the Hottentots, from old Miss Schwarzer to Mr. Lutz.
Of course, the English speak English. This is very true. The Scots, the Welsh, the Irish use it sometimes, too.
There are some places where English completely disappears. In America, they ain't used it for years.
The Australians, you know, speak Australian down under. It's a kind of language. But I bloody wonder.
In South Africa, English sounds boorish indeed. They purse their lips when they speak and when they read.
The Cockneys like to drop their H's in the rain, which, as Liza says, stays mainly in the plain.
The French speak English with a wonderful accent. Mais oui, le franglais sounds charming et élégant.
In Russia, English is surprisingly popular. Of course, it sounds very, very guttural.
Many Germans speak English rather dreadfully. This is because the TH bothers them awfully.
In Italia, they speak the English like this, which is as close as they get to speak the English.
The Chinese speak Chinese and English. The lovelies, the difference is hard to tell.
He got plenty country people speaking pidgin. His talk is more better than Mr. Snyder's teaching.
And the Bavarians will never learn his tricks. But they don't care one bit and only shout Zepix.
And finally, there's the Frangonian Nürnberg variety. Sure has gained a certain notoriety.
Nearly everybody speaks English today. At least that is what the statistics say. From the Eskimos to the Hottentots, from Holmes Miss Schwarzer to Mr. Lutz.